Hello, I'm Douglas Jacoby. I live in Atlanta with my wife. Kids are all grown up. In my international Bible teaching ministry, I had the opportunity to travel all around the world, networking with fellow teachers, instructing churches, speaking at universities, having debates, all kinds of fun stuff. Best job ever. Well, in my travels, I've observed a few things that give me some concern. In far too many churches, and this is it may come out as a bit of a blanket statement, but please hear me. In way too many churches, I see materialism that has rendered our members indistinguishable from the public at large. Sexual sin of all kinds affecting men and women, and a general lack of holiness and fire for the things of the Lord. What's happened somehow, uncleanness has come into the body of Christ. We're not living holy and pure lives as God would will that we do. We all know the feeling of being unclean. It's not very pleasant, even physical uncleanness. I remember very clearly, a train journey I undertook from Norway to London. I was on the train for 72 hours without a shower. In fact, without really anything. I had a suitcase, which I sat on half the time because the train was so busy. And I arrived in London, not just exhausted, but just feeling greasy, oily. You know, it's on your skin, you smell it, it's under your nails, it's just everywhere. And although I was eager to get to London because I was about to begin a course at university, my top priority was actually to get clean. A great Pakistani family put me up. Is there anything we can do for you? Yes, could I have a bath, please? You know that feeling. And until you feel clean, you feel like you're not at your best, at any rate. We know the sense of physical uncleanness, spiritual uncleanness. I think this is the kind of thing that the prophet Isaiah felt in chapter 6, one of the great hallmark chapters of the Bible. In Isaiah 6, he has this vision of God, and he feels so unworthy. Woe to me, I cried. I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. The goal of this series, this podcast series, is to help us to be clean. Paul challenged Timothy, the aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart, and a good conscience, and a sincere faith. Certain persons, by swerving from these, have wandered away into vain discussion, desiring to be teachers of the law without understanding either what they're saying or the things about which they make confident assertions. Okay, the goal is love. It's relational. Christianity is relational. But what does that come from? Or you could turn it around the other way. What stops us from interacting with others in love? What stops us is when we don't have a pure heart, a good conscience, or a sincere faith. These three things are valuable. They're precious. Never lose them. A few verses later, this charge I entrust to you, Timothy, in accordance with the prophecies made about you, that you may wage the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. By rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith. When we stop listening to our conscience, when our hearts aren't pure, when we're not, we're double-minded, we're not sincere and authentic in our faith, we're on the way to shipwreck. And yet, if we can be clean, then God can use us, regardless who we are and what our gifts are. You might want to look at 2 Timothy 2, 19 to 22. At any rate, it's vital that we be clean. True seekers are attracted when they see a sacrificial spiritual life. True seekers, whether they're religious or not, it's magnetic, it's powerful. It's like in Romans 12, Paul urges the Romans to do what? To live as living sacrifices, which is their reasonable service or their spiritual service. Romans 12. And when we do, people see Christ, they see the cross. And we know in John 12, Jesus said, when I'm lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all people to myself. What happens? People see the cross and they want that. Just for the same reason that the fastest growing churches of all denominations are the ones that ask their members to do something. Those who tiptoe around are the ones that shrink. It's those who expect commitment that grow. Now, I'm assuming if you're listening to this podcast, you don't want your shipwreck. You don't want to shipwreck your faith. But I've seen so many brothers and sisters do just that. It normally starts with moral compromises. They've lost sight of the pure heart, the good conscience, or the sincere faith. So what can we do about this? Well, it's just a small thing. But how about a month of focus? And these podcasts, there are 31 that follow this introduction, should help us to do that. We'll begin in the Old Testament, looking at Psalms and Proverbs, then going to the New Testament, James, Peter, John, Paul, as we look at the theme of purity and cleansing. I have a special lesson on walking in the light because it's such a terribly misunderstood concept, not only among all kinds of churches, but even most brothers and sisters, I think, are a bit confused about that. We'll be looking then at lepers in the Old and New Testaments, lepers who usually are healed of their leprosy. And when we're talking about, the lepers were actually required to call out, unclean, unclean. This ties in directly with our theme. Then the third section is on exorcisms. Exorcisms, which is obviously a very radical change when you get your demon driven out. And then the fourth section's on reanimation, the men and women in both Testaments who came back to life. And then last, we'll be looking at purity and holiness in the history of Christianity. I've got some special thoughts I'm very eager to share. So, Clean in 17 is the title. If you're listening to this and it's not 2017, you can still have a rhyme for a couple more years. But the full title, let me do it with the subtitle, is Clean, Purity, Cleansing, Leprosy, Exorcism, and Reanimation. Let's study and internalize these great themes. Have the best year possible. Thank you for listening. Hope you'll decide to join.